What is going on, everybody? It's your gracious host, Q Got No Rings, half of Off the Bench. Follow us on Twitter at OFFTHABENCH. Off the Bench once again on Twitter, OFFTHABENCH. Now, this is going to be episode 2 of Postwork, everybody. I can't believe we're already at episode 2. They grow up so fast. And I want to discuss with you all something that's been on my mind for a minute. And I didn't really have the words to say it, and I don't have a script, I don't have notes, and I don't really use those. Y'all know if y'all listen to the podcast, and perhaps I should. If you want me to be more calculated, you know, then let me know. Leave a comment on any of the videos. I'll see it. I'll respond. I want to talk to the people. I want to, you know, get the word out there. And by the way, if you listen to our podcast, if you listen to us on YouTube, if you listen or interact with us in any form or fashion, tell a friend. And tell that friend to tell another friend, and tell that friend to tell another friend. So let's get this audience built. Let's get our, you know, army of Off the Bench. And Off the Bench, like I said, is just two guys talking that talk, honestly. And that's what we built this off of. Off the Bench is simply just two dudes who were into sports and just wanted to talk. We're not, you know, the establishment. We're not ESPN reps. You know, we're not guys who calculate, and, you know, we're not PC. This is a very non-PC show. This is a very politically incorrect show. And sometimes we might even be factually incorrect. But the one thing that you can't say about us is that we're not passionate. We're just a Sixers fan and a Celtics fan trying to get our opinion out there, because, like opinions and assholes, everybody got one. And sometimes mine might stink to you, but I still got one, so it is what it is at the end of the day. Like I said, this is episode 2 of Postwork. This is not going to be anything relating to what Off the Bench does. This is just my own little offshoot where we might not discuss certain things that aren't that relevant to Off the Bench but have to do with sports. And the topic of today's podcast, y'all, it has to deal with something that's pressing, so important, so vital, so critical to sports and just basketball, obviously, is the decline in sports journalism and the decline in journalism in general. But because we are a sports podcast, we're going to keep it to sports. I know y'all would love to hear some political talk. I know y'all would love to hear me go in on people like Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. Well, that can't happen. If you want to hear me or see me do that, you can follow me on Twitter at Q Got No Rings. That is, again, Q Got No Rings. Follow me, interact, follow up. If you want me to follow back, I'll follow back. But once again, we are a sports podcast, so let's keep it sports. And like I said, the problem of just the decline of sports journalism, it's a huge problem. Guys and gals out there who are listening, if you've ever read an article in the last couple years, then I feel sorry for you, because a lot of these guys out here, they're not doing good work. And many of you are going to be like, whoa, what do you mean by that, Q? What you talking about? What does it have to do with anything? I mean, there are good writers out there. And yes, respect to all those guys. One of our guys that we had on the show, he is a phenomenal writer. Shout out to him, Dakota Schmidt. We had him on the show on our draft special. Go watch that episode, by the way, plug up. And that is the exception to the rule. The rule now is use clickbait in all of your articles. Sports journalism is not simply reduced to just articles, but that is where the main problem comes, you know, into the fold, is written journalism. There can be video journalism, there can be audio journalism like this. I guess you could say this is audio journalism, but it's really not, because I'm just a dude with an opinion, and journalism could be dwindled down to just person with an opinion. But I believe that journalism's main focus and its main objective is to always bring the facts, and is to always bring the truth. And I believe a lot of these guys and a lot of these gals who are writing these pieces, man, they're not doing you all a good service. Many of these people are not doing what needs to be done for the sports world. And I'll give you an example. I'm not going to name any names, but you all will notice these traits for bad journalism in sports when I talk about them. And number one is clickbait. Clickbait is an epidemic in the sports world, y'all. It is an epidemic. You have guys who write maybe two paragraphs at the most, but their headline is something very sensationalist, and it's something that is very, very, you know, provocative. Like, all right, let me just think of a headline that someone would say on one of these janky sites. You know, one of these dusty headlines. Report. Kevin Durant says Miami isn't an option, right? So they'll say something like that. Then you click on the article, and then in the article it has a video of KD saying, I mean, you know, some people will say that Miami isn't an option, but, you know, everything's on the table. He'll say that, but then they'll just take out the part that they want to and then put that in the headline. Completely erasing the nuance, completely erasing everything that he said. But there's no context. It's just the sensationalist KD says Miami has no chance. But KD didn't say that. He said this. And obviously this is a hypothetical and untrue situation where KD hasn't even spoken on Miami. But that's what they do. Clickbait is an epidemic. Clickbait has become a tool to get page views. Clickbait has become a tool for you to get your name out there. And it's sad because many of these dudes, they know better. Many of these women, they know better. Many of these writers, they know better. They know better, but they're not doing better because they have to get their payroll. And their payroll from their company tells them that they have to put out this many articles, they have to meet this quota, and then they will be compensated fairly. Now, is that more of an indictment on the writers or on the industry itself? Well, we can have a conversation about the systemic problems within journalism, period. But just in sports journalism, I believe that sports journalism dwindles down to stats and opinions. And if you're not using that to make an educated article or using that to give out your educated opinion, then I don't think you should be writing articles. I don't think you should be talking. Now, many of you will say that things I say are very, like I said myself, politically incorrect. Now, politically incorrectness in journalism is not what I'm against. It's actually the exact opposite. I'm against people only using titles, only using clickbait, only using words that are not indicative of how they truly feel, or it only dwindles down to basically what they need to meet their quota for. And a lot of these companies, they won't tell you, a lot of these companies are simply about how many page views do they get a day. That's how they stay up. No one even cares about how, okay, you had 2 million page hits, but how many people clicked your article about how Kyrie might be a top 3 point guard? How many people looked at your article about how the Boston Celtics rebuilding process is one of its own? How many people looked up your article on why Joel Embiid could be the rookie of the year? None. And if there is any, it's very, very, very considerably less than the people who clicked on just the homepage or just to see the headline or the big sensationalist headline, right? That's the problem here, you all. The problem here is this journalism in sports, it is a cancer on the minds of sports fans everywhere. Because I'll tell you what, man, a lot of these cats out here, they're not reading the articles, and the journalists are not giving them any reason to. Why would I read your article when you have two paragraphs and an image? Why would I do that? There's nothing substantive about that, and there's nothing substantial that I can get from that, and there's nothing of value or worth in what you are writing or what you are trying to articulate. What you are articulating is the fact that sports journalism is a dead practice that is dominated by so many sensationalist headlines, so many bad writers. But with all due respect, there are a good few men out there and a good few women out there who are doing great work, but they're being overshadowed by the people in clickbait. There's so many guys who are waiting to become the next Adrian Wojnarowski. There's so many guys waiting to become, you know, the next Zach Lowe. There's so many guys waiting to become the next Nate Duncan. There's so many females out there waiting to become, you know, the female version of any of those guys. There's so many writers out there who are waiting to be that person, to step into the fold and join those great writers and join those, you know, great sports journalists, but they can't because the bottom of the barrel and just the middle of the barrel, and actually almost to the very top. If you're at the very top, then you're getting your recognition because you do great work. But everything below that, it is so flooded with sensationalist journalism. So bad. Like, a sensationalist headline that you might see on a website will say things like, "The Cavaliers have what they need to form a dynasty." And you look at that, and you're like, "Are you serious? Okay. Alright, I'll click on it." You click on it. What happens? They show you nothing to back up what they say. They just give you a whole bunch of my opinion. It's not backed up by reality. It's not backed up by facts. It's not even backed up by stats. They just say, "Well, LeBron is the greatest. Kyrie was good, so they might have what they need for a dynasty." That's not an educated opinion. That's nothing of value. The whole point of a journalist is to expose the truth and offer different opinions that other people aren't thinking about. And then you're probably like, "Q, what are you talking about? That could be an opinion that someone values." But in the long run, is that really something of value? Is that really... The difference is between somebody like Woj, who tweets out great articles that he's written, and they are tremendous articles. By the way, check out his work. I know you all probably do. I don't even know why I said that. You all know to do that because Woj is the voice of sports journalism. He is the voice. He's the LeBron James of this shit. And he does it so well because people go to him for his sources and they go to him for his, you know, for his work and his good work in articles. And he does great work. And another point that I'm trying to make is the fact that the false reporting is, it's just absolutely shameful. It's disgraceful. This is just a rant. This is just me talking my talk. And it's just me being who I am. And who I am is someone who's very opinionated. You don't have to like what I'm saying. You don't have to even respect what I'm saying. Because there's going to be somebody out there who does. And I'm not a sports journalist. I'm not. I'm a dude with an opinion. I'm a dude who sits on the couch. I'm a dude who looks at these same articles. And I'm a dude who gets pissed off reading these articles. And I'm just giving you my opinion about it, alright? So, if you don't like it, you don't have to listen. I respect you for even clicking it, but you don't gotta listen. So, if you want to stop right now, fine. If you want to keep going, ride with me, vibe with me for a second. And I'm gonna give you the false reporting in sports journalism is something that is just absolutely cancerous. Oh my goodness, man. Can we get into just how bad this NBA draft was with the false, like the false flags? The false reporting was just horrendous. People tweeting out every second, "The Celtics might make a move for Jimmy Butler. Oh, the deal is close. Jimmy's almost there in Boston." So many things. So, "The Sixers might trade Jahlil Okafor to the Pelicans." There are so many bad headlines, so many sensationalist tweets, so many spur of the moment here, "Please follow me because I'm trying to make it in sports journalism" type things. It's just so obvious, man. And sports journalism is about as bad as music. Music, now I'm not even talking about music journalism. Just follow me here for 1 second and I'm gonna relate it. Music is dominated by a good few at the top, But in the middle and at the bottom, there's nothing but scrubs. There's nothing but trash artists. And I understand that it's art, and that's something that, you know, that everyone can be, you know, have an opinion on. But family, we know that there are some bad rappers and some terrible singers who just made it off their image. And that is literally what sports journalism is. There's a good few at the top. You know, in music, you might have a Drake or a Kendrick, a J. Cole, you know, all those guys. In sports journalism, like I said, you have the Zach Lowe, the Nate Duncan, the Harwood Paroxysms, the Woges. You have those guys. But in the middles, at the bottoms, you have a whole bunch of dudes just trying to make it, just trying to get their name out there so they can be that next guy. And what they fail to realize is that those guys got to where they are by putting in the work, being honest to their viewers, being honest to their readers, being honest to their listeners, and giving them the proper respect they deserve as sports fans. Not only are you a cancer upon sports, but you're a cancer to these people's minds by giving them this sensationalist clickbait, these false flags, these false reports. And a lot of these people know that they're doing this on purpose. They're like, alright, what's going to give me the most traffic? Let me tweet this out. KD might go to Miami. 75% sure, he says. You click on the link, it's a link with a picture of him shaking hands with Pat Riley. How is that even, you know what I'm saying? Like, how is that? That doesn't make sense. That's literally insane. Another thing that they'll do when false reporting is, and a lot of these guys are just this nice, but a lot of things that they'll do is they'll make it seem like copacetic, and they'll make it seem like it's real by tagging a real source, you know, and they'll say, 95% sure Jimmy Butler goes to the Celtics via, and they'll put a real guy who's doing real good work, or a real female who's doing real great work out there in these, you know, in journalism streets. And then the reason why many of these people have followers is because nobody will ever check them, because they're so insignificant. They are so irrelevant that the people that they tag in these tweets are not even going to respond back saying, I didn't say that. That's not what my sources told me. That's not what this said. That's not what my tweets say. Because they're trying to make it. They're like those dudes, right? Sports journalism, and I'm going to relate this to something that you all know. If you all have been on YouTube for more than 5 years, then you know this. What these cats are doing out here with sports journalism is like what people do on YouTube when they want to get their rap song, like, a notice. They'll say, oh, new J. Cole song, 2016, just came out last night. You click on it, it's them rapping. What the hell? It's the same shit for sports journalism. Oh, KD, 85% sure he might go back to the Thunder. You click on it, it's nothing but a tweet from some random Thunder fan and a paragraph talking about how, oh, KD said that he's going to weigh his options. That didn't relate to anything in your headline. Then you go to their website, it's nothing but a bunch of janky, you know, advertisements for find local sex partners in your area. Like, okay, this is a damn troll site. And that's what a lot of these dudes have been reduced down to, is trolls. Respect to all the good journalists out there doing work, the ones giving educated opinions, or at least entertaining. A lot of these clickbaits, they aren't entertaining. They're just time wasters. They're just rickrolls of journalism. They're just rickrolls on your time. They're not even giving you anything of significance behind these articles. They're not giving you anything of significance on their websites. They're not giving you anything of significance or entertainment in their tweets. What is the point of me clicking on your website and it goes to a video on YouTube? That is not journalism. That's not journalism at all. Especially when it's not your video. That's many of these guys. How are you gonna source Woj in your article in more than one way? That's not your reporting. That's not what you've done. That's not your work, fam. So, I understand giving credit. You know, like, okay, yeah, and this is bad backed up by Woj. But if your whole article is just sources from Woj, then I can just go to Woj for what he has to tell me. I don't need to go to your article. The whole point of journalism, man, the whole point of exposés, the whole point of profiles, the whole point of sports journalism is to open someone's eyes to a reality that they might not have noticed, or it is to report the latest news. Why people consider retweeting Woj and then putting, you know how on Twitter you can quote tweets? Many of these dudes will quote the tweet and then they'll just say, wow, really crazy. And they think that's journalism. And many of you are probably thinking now, well, Q, y'all do that off the bench. We're not sports journalists. We're just two dudes giving our opinion, man. We just two dudes giving our opinion. And the problem is that many of these guys call themselves journalists. Many of these guys want to be the next Woj. Many of these guys want to be the next guy. But they're not taking the necessary steps to doing so. They're false flagging. They're false reporting. They're sensationalist headlines. And they're not doing anything of substance. You're doing a disservice to your listeners and your viewers and your readers when you only tweet out things or you only write things that are from either one perspective or to an uneducated perspective. We have to be completely serious in our due diligence to the readers and to the listeners and to our audience in general. And I just had to get that off my chest because sports journalism is in such a bad place. Journalism, period, is in such a bad place. But especially sports journalism, man. It's really it's a cesspool with a couple diamonds at the top. That's really what it is. It's just a cesspool with a couple diamonds at the top. And I know that there are more diamonds in that sewage and in that cesspool, but they can't rise to the top because, once again, I'll reiterate for the 13th ump time, they cannot rise to the top because there's so much crap, there's so much clickbait, there's so much sensationalism, there's so much, you know, grandiose in their headlines with no substance to back it up. So that's why a lot of these guys aren't getting hired. A lot of these guys aren't getting the proper respect and the proper audience that they would actually, you know, get in a fair shot. They're not getting it because there's just so much trash. And if I have anything to say about it, I'm going to prop up those guys who do great work. Anyway, y'all, this is going to be episode 2 of Post Work. Once again, you can follow the Twitter at Off The Bench. There's going to be a new episode coming out very, very soon where we discuss the draft. We're going to discuss free agency, KD going to, you know, Boston, or maybe he goes to Miami. You know, we're going to get into all of that. And we're probably going to have a special guest join the show. It's not confirmed yet. I don't want to say anything. But be on the lookout. We might have someone special come on. And once again, this has been episode 2 of Post Work. With your boy Q6Man, Q Got No Rings on Twitter. And like the night, I fade.